live sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections. I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Saturday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host,
we'll delete
the lady
that
with
one.
All the connections, Dawn
Thursday. It's a comedy moment, yeah.
I know. You gotta say, this is how we do it.
Lights, camera, action. You're on.
Okay. So we are here, Hollywood. It's not Saturday. You're probably going, wait a second. I'm going to work and it's Saturday. No, it's Friday. No, it's not. It's Thursday. Me and Renee are here at the studio. And we are having a live show.
Hi. Renee Leon over here.
That's right. So I hope you're enjoying your day. Yes, you're like, no, it's Thursday, everybody. It's Thursday. We have a beauty, health, and wellness show. And Renee, let's talk about what is going to happen in this hour.
Well, we're going to discuss some of the interviews that I did when we were at the Sunscreen Film Festival over there in St. Pete. And also over at the fairgrounds, we did some interviews with actually Roger, which is Squigward.
And, right.
And also Miss Allen. Okay,
right.
Lori Allen, that played the big, beautiful whale that was the crab's daughter. And she has been, she's been in a lot of different shows, like Hey Arnold. She's a voiceover. And she also played the part in Toy Story 2, 3, and 4. She was actually the mother of the daughter that, you know, was one of the main characters of the show. And actually, I've seen Toy Story 4 this week. And I wanted to see how good this movie was because she said, you have to go see it. It's amazing. It's a tearjerker, the ending. She didn't want to tell me, but it kind of brought it all together, how this movie came about. And I'll tell you what, it was really a nice movie. I seen it. It was really good, Dawn.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
It's for all ages. And honestly, I would like to see number 5.
Right. And also you got to meet some amazing other people. Scott Devine,
yes, the writer of Shark Attack 1, 2, and 3. Very interesting fella. I mean, his ideas were to really show people that the sharks are not always the ones you have to be scared about.
That's right. Well, I am still scared when I take that sailboat out and I jump in that water and I'm looking around. Yes,
yeah.
Especially by the dinghy over there. And you're like, no, thank you.
But you know, if you think about it, you'll never go in the water. So, and he actually said that the science is, you know, the sharks don't just come after you. There has to be some kind of time frame in the water that the, you know, the movement, you're in the water and it's the movement and maybe they just didn't eat for a week.
Right.
You know? But, you know, like I said, like over on the East Coast, there's a lot of sharks, a lot of shark attacks.
Yes.
More than it is over here.
Right. Well, I heard there's a shark pellet or something you can buy. I don't know. It's something like electronical something.
That keeps them away from you?
I heard.
We oh, well, that would that. Be amazing because you know what? That would be something to sell to people.
I know.
You know, to protect them, to be out there.
Definitely buy one. So we're going to go. Actually, Renee has one of her interviews that we had sent over to Tommy. He's producing, and we're working on that in a few minutes. And yes. In the meantime, in this next half hour, while we're getting everything over to the engineer, tell us who's going to be on at 2:30.
Well, Lou Paradise is going to be on. He's an amazing, amazing fella. He's been in a few different businesses. The one business that him and his wife, he actually was the founder, and he's also one of the main important persons with this one business that he was involved into that we're not talking about today. And he spearheaded this one product that he's going to talk about today that's amazing, that will be able to help health and the beauty of it all. You know, without health, you have nothing in this world. And that's why we decided to have this show, mm-hmm. because if you have your health, you have your life.
That's you know? Right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to go to your favorite song. And what is it? What is it?
This is how we do it.
So we're going to play that. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Yeah. Enjoy your afternoon. Stay tuned because we got some great interviews coming up from Renee.
Yes.
And we are live, 106.1 FM, The Heat.
Live, yeah.
Yes.
Tan Talk, The Heat, yes. So beauty, anyways. Health, and wellness. So here we go.
And so anyways, so who is Lori Allen that you interviewed?
Well, Lori Allen, she was in SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
And she was the big, beautiful shark.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Shark Con, she was at Shark Con, and they asked her to be a guest. And she said that this time was good. It was a good meet.
Well, we have that interview that I just sent over to Tommy as well, and that will be played in just a minute. In the meantime, what is it like being a reporter with me? What has it done for you?
Well, I met a lot of interesting people. I really enjoyed going to the Christian Film Festival in Orlando. We met up with a lot of directors, producers, writers, actresses. That one girl that was on, I slipped my mind of her name, but she was on American Idol. Now she's an actress.
And Lou Gossett Jr. was there.
Lou Gossett Jr., yeah. He won the Lifetime Achievement Award. It was amazing. So there was so many interesting people to meet. And we didn't have much time to be able to interview them through the line because there was just so many.
Right. I got to walk the carpet for the first time. Yes, I was nominated up there. And that was really cool. And we actually got picked up by a couple TV networks as well. We've got the 360 TV.
360, yeah. And 24 Flicks were on.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
We're on, what, 3 FM stations, 3 AM stations, AM 1400, 1350, and 1340. And we're also 106.1, as you know.
Right. So this special that we're going to do is kind of highlighting your year as well. And then you've got some other exciting news coming up very excited about with the World's Tourism Pageant.
Well, can we announce it? Well, no, we haven't
announced it yet.
Okay, so Dawn, I'm going to let you announce it.
Well, you know, I judge a lot of beauty pageants out there, and we have one coming up for the Tourism Pageant on December 7th, so we're looking. And Renee is going to be Miss Florida coming up for 2020.
All right.
I know, so you're going to be doing some fun things with your title.
So I will.
What is your platform with your title?
Well, I'm honestly, with having this show, I'm a breast cancer survivor 2 times.
Okay.
And I look at things as a plus in my life. I'm alive. I mean,
so
I'm here.
A miracle story.
I have a miracle story. We didn't really talk about that right now, but actually, several surgeries, cancer 2 times within 7 years of each other. I found it the second time. Actually, I had a test a week before and it didn't even find it. So I kind of found it myself. And I just think that the Lord was kind of, you know, telling me what to do and to find it. But I'm here to stay. And honestly, this is, you know, I'm an actress. I was just in Zola.
Right.
You know, and I think that being part of that was an experience. I mean, it's not all sunshine. You work hard for what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want something, you go for it.
And that's the main thing. Like, there's a Tampa Bay Film Society meetings. There's Rose Rosen's Society for women
in
film.
Well, being a part of the Tampa Bay Film Society, actually, Bobby Hill is casting director. She asked me to be part of a fundraiser, which her and I, you know, I spearheaded for her. And she was actually, you know, rolling with Zola at the time. And just her and I, we did an amazing job. I mean, you were part of it too.
Right.
You know?
Well, I was supposed to be in the pool swimming but they said I was too young for the aerobics part.
Oh, But you were part of the fundraiser.
Exactly.
You know, and that was a really good, you know, we had Forbes Riley there. She was one of our, you know, she was one of our VIPs.
Right.
And she stayed the whole time.
You did a fabulous job putting that charity together for the Tampa Bay Film Society, and then we honor you for that.
I actually texted her about, you know, Lou Paradise being on today, because I really think this is something that she would want to be a part of.
Okay.
You know, health, beauty, wellness. And, you know, once Lou explains everything, what's going on, people are going to open up their eyes.
That's amazing. And that's what we have the show to promote, people that have the industry of health and beauty, and to give them the expertise to us and the audience to hear. You know, it's nice to have an expert on all the time to learn from them.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Well, look, and I met you at the One Film Festival. We were down over off of Del Mabry when they were showing all the movies.
Right.
Over there. Villaggio.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And Debbie Soso, I know her. And then, you know, Mr. Vogel, David Vogel, which very good friend of ours, I mean, introduced us, said, you know, this is a person you want to meet. I can see you connecting with her. And look, we've been friends ever since.
That's right. And now, you know, you've been a reporter. You're now a beauty queen reporter. And we're doing this.
Yes. Special. I didn't want to announce that today, but that's okay. We can announce it today, because when the next show. It's coming up. But we're going to be at the film festival in Dunedin.
Okay, right.
And we're also going to be at the film festival in In where at? Where's the other film fest? We're going to do the one in Orlando again.
We have so much. The Sunburst Convention coming up. We have, oh my gosh, there's so many events with Simply Events coming up and promotions. We're going to go to your guest in about 10 minutes, but let's go to her interview. I know we've got a couple things that we want to do and highlight Renee's interviews of being a reporter for Hollywood Connections. And this is a special segment that we're doing for Hollywood Connections called Beauty, Health, and Wellness. We'll be right back with Renee's interview.
Thank you.
You too. I'm so glad he's here.
Hi, Renee Leon with Hollywood Connections. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Renee.
Okay, and let me hear a little bit about what you were saying, because you were talking so fast I didn't even understand you.
Girl, you don't see this line back here.
That's okay.
Girl, that line is hot.
But you're important too.
That line is hot. So
are you not important?
I'm very important. Okay. They better recognize.
Okay.
They better recognize.
Okay.
So Christopher King, I have the Gentleman's Course. It's a nonprofit where we teach etiquette to kids. I just got back from D.C. receiving my second Presidential Service Award from Donald Trump. And I got one from Barack Obama.
All right.
So we're breaking strides here in the city. I got an episode on DirecTV for Voices for Humanity for my program, The Gentleman's Course. So we're shaking and moving. We're doing our thing.
You're shaking. You're a mover and a shaker.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Yes,
Renee Leon, nice to meet you.
All right, baby.
Okay, you have a good evening.
So that was B.B. King's grandson.
Oh, yes. And he was really, he had some energy in him. And he got me pumped.
You know, it's so funny. I had Rita King, his aunt, down in Vegas, give a call, a shout out. She called a couple times. And so I had him call in one day. And the two of me goes, oh, my gosh. He goes, hi, Aunt Rita. So it was so funny. They didn't know that they were going to be on the same time. So it was kind of a surprise. But he's a lot of things he's got going on.
And yeah, we did miss his party.
Right.
We was in June. We were supposed to go.
I know. There's so
we've
many things happening.
We've just been so busy, you know?
Right. And I know we have, before we go to the half hour here, we've got one more interview with Renee, and we'll be right back. Hollywood Connection special.
Film festival?
We are actually here. We live in St. Petersburg, and we work with Visit St. Petersburg Clearwater. Melissa Trippi is a social influencer, and she was invited as a VIP. I'm just her plus one.
Oh, just one of her guests.
She's the best plus one I could ask.
Oh, isn't that great? That's great. Well, listen, you and enjoy yourself and have a blessed evening.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Nice meeting you. What's your name?
I'm Randy Goodwin.
Okay. And you're the one who makes it happen. You're the executive producer?
Well, I'm the one who gives them money and supports them in every which way I can.
Nice.
Make a great film. So.
All right. So which film are you part of?
Portrait of a Woman at Dawn. My best friend Cullen Douglas wrote and directed it. And
wow.
It stars Scotty Thompson, Elizabeth Roberts, Phil Abrams, and Brian Letcher. And it's a short film that premieres tomorrow in Florida at 4:30 here.
Nice. And how long is that film?
It's a 15-minute.
15-minute short film. Okay, but you do regular films, not only shorts.
We have a couple projects in the works that we can't talk about yet, but we're very excited about them.
Are you in Tampa here?
Actually, I'm in Georgia.
You're in Georgia. Okay. I'm an actress, too. So what would somebody like me have to do to get connected with you to maybe be a part of your film?
Let's see.
I was in Elvis Presley's granddaughter's movie, The Zola.
Yeah.
I was a principal extra.
You just call me, and we'll get some.
Well, that's the way to do it. Look at this.
Made that,
oh, is that cute?
Yeah.
So
my daughter sent me that from college. She's studying film and theater.
Okay.
And she says, hey,
so
Daddy.
That's the number, right? So if I'll just send you some information, and I'll say you met me on Hollywood Connections.
That's right.
Dawn Reese, she is Hollywood Connections. She's been around for many years, and she's been out in L.A., and this is Randy. So I'm going to let you finish off, since you might want to hear some information about her.
Sure. So Randy.
Also, she's real big.
Well, I'm short. I wish I was taller. That's higher shoes. Anyways, Randy, I have actually 106.1 FM, five other stations. We're on two TV
Randy,
networks.
Yeah,
so that was really cool. That was over at Sunscreen with Tony Marr. He's got a Sunscreen Film Festival. We do a lot of film festivals and more that are coming up as well. We got another one we just booked for about another week. We have another interview with a voiceover that we were just talking about, the woman. And Tommy has that. Let's go to that clip from Renee out in the red carpet.
Here we're talking with Lori Allen, and she has a lot of amazing, interesting information to give us about all the different parts that she played in and voiceovered. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm having a wonderful time. This is such a lovely group of people, and they're doing such good things for awareness for the ocean and teaching kids and recycling, and so that's probably my favorite part, taking care of animals.
Well, isn't that? That's wonderful. And you're from Hollywood.
Yes. I live in L.A., and that's sort of where everything records. So if you're doing some animation, which is what I'd love to do, all the animated characters and stuff. That takes, most of the studios are there, so that's the place to be.
So your first show that you were so, I want to say, everybody knew you. Everybody knew you because you were like the sweetest person on this show, SpongeBob SquarePants. So tell us a little bit about your part.
So I play Pearl Krabs. Pearl Krabs. I played it for 20 years, Mr. Krabs' daughter. And she's just the biggest lovable whale underneath the sea in Bikini Bottom where we live. And I love her. I think I just have morphed into her over the years.
How many years have you been on there? A long time.
Yeah, since the beginning. So we're the original cast, and we're still going for 20 years.
Do you believe that? 20 years.
Our 20th...
You look fabulous.
Thank you. Don't eat animals. It puts a pin in aging. Yay, go vegan.
Yes.
So you're vegan too? That's amazing.
I'm starting.
I thought you said that's great.
I know.
That really helps.
I had a vegan drink, this morning.
Yay.
Yes.
So I love the show. The show is so ridiculously fun. All my colleagues, we get to go in the booth together, which is really fun. We get to go, so it's like play. It's like recess.
Yes.
Going to work.
Yes. Yes. Recess.
Yes.
Yeah. And you know that ended once we were out of like third grade.
Yeah, exactly. Running around being like, and laughing. And so, yeah, so we auditioned for the characters 20 years ago. And I'm not sure I knew right away, but a couple episodes in, I was like, oh, this is pretty magical.
Can you say can you talk a little bit like your character for us?
Sure, I sure can. It's nice to meet you. I'm glad you came out to meet some of us from SpongeBob and a whole bunch of other really cool products and people,
yes,
and places and shows.
So what other shows did you perform on?
I've been on Family Guy since the same year as SpongeBob, which is great. A lot of really cool fans have recognized stuff from Hey Arnold and SWAT Cats. And
you were on Hey Arnold? Oh, my kids watch that.
Yeah. And I'm Bonnie's mom in the Toy Story franchise, Toy Story 3 and 4. So if you haven't seen Toy Story, go bring Kleenex. It's such a beautiful, fun, amazing movie. It's just...
Well, the fourth just came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just within the last couple months.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing, amazing. And how long is the show? About an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Which show?
Well, the show, the Toy Story.
Oh, Toy Story is like, yeah, about an hour and a half, like any other movies, yeah.
So this is a cry one, right? This is one everybody's going to cry to?
And happy, and it's surprising. So if you know the Toy Story trilogy, I'm not going to give away the ending because it's just like, but it's beautiful.
Surprise. It's
really
everybody's going to be surprised.
Yeah, it's just a lovely movie about loyalty and friendship and taking chances and being different, and it's just a good, the messages are for kids, for adults, everything, and it's just really beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, it's a Disney film.
Disney Pixar.
Pixar is amazing, yeah.
Amazing, amazing. So the writer, they really wrote a good one this time, right? Well, all of them are good.
And it's nice to see it out of context too. The you don't have to see 1, 2, and 3. Out of context, 4 works really well. Toy Story 4, you can see it on its own and get it and appreciate it and everything.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you. And I wanted to know if you can give Dawn Reese or Renee Leone a shout-out for Hollywood Connections.
Tell me, it's you know, Dawn Reese.
That's Dawn Reese, okay. And Renee Leone with Hollywood Connections. So if you could do a shout-out.
Dawn Reese and Renee Leone. Did I get that right? Thanks for watching and being, you guys are awesome.
With Hollywood Connections.
With Hollywood Connections, of course. You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much. Renee Leone, 106.1 FM, Hollywood Connections. Dawn Reese is on another location right now, and she's just happy that I could be here to help out. And we'll see you soon. Thank you.
So guess what? Kurt Angle was there as well, the wrestler.
He was not there when I went.
Oh, and
he
Ernie.
Left. He actually had to go out to L.A.
Right.
He had a show that they just wanted him immediately. He had to leave.
Right. And then we had...
Squidward. We had Roger.
Right.
From Squidward. And he for some reason, it's not uploading.
That's
properly.
Okay. And we're going to have another special with all of your interviews as well. And then we also had Ernie Hudson from Ghostbusters I got to meet the day before.
Actually, he left too.
I know, but he said he wants to call in on Hollywood Connections.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Nice,
so
nice.
We had some great people, and you followed up on the rest of them, which was wonderful. And
yes, it was really amazing how they were. They were very open, and we got some autographs.
I did. Right? That's on my autograph
wall. Yes, they got
some
for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
The other ones didn't have. They were doing autographs all day, and they were pretty busy. I was like down at the end, near the end of the day, and they were pretty tired. They were looking forward to going back up to L.A.
Well, it was fun. That was with Sharkhan. We want to thank Spencer over there as well, and Spencer. So anyways, Renee, we're going to play a little bit of This Is How We Do It because we have a special VIP guest that's on the line.
Yes, for, Lou Paradise.
For beauty, health, and wellness.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait because he started out in this world of wellness and helping people. And you met him. How did you meet him?
Well, I met him through Mark Dozier. And Mark has been friends of theirs for over 20 years. And you know, Mark has been in a lot of different fields, and so have I. So I've known Mark for about 3 years, and he talked to me and discussed a few things with me several months ago. And I just said, listen, I'm really busy, you know, going up north, going here, there, you know, into working, doing so many different things. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not ready. And then when I told him I'm ready, I want to hear about this, he said, listen, these people, Aurora and Aurora Paradise is his wife, and Lou Paradise, they spearheaded this new project that is amazing, but he has been the founder of Toppersal. But we're not going to talk about Toppersal today.
Right, right.
But he has been in the business of the health and wellness life. So, you know, Mr. Paradise, you know, he was in the Marine Corps, you know, he was a veteran. He also, you know, fought in the war against old, you know, enemy pain and as a child. And, you know, he's just vibrant. He celebrates life like to every day is another day. I mean, he's very upbeat and he's amazing. And you know, for 74 years old, you know, if you were to talk to him, he seems like he's a 30-year-old.
So what is interesting is we are fighting a new war against an old enemy called pain and
yes.
side effects. And we are determined to win the right of every man and woman and child and vibrant life and hope and enjoying a beautiful possible of benefits of living pain-free. And that's what he's going to talk about.
Well, he's going to talk about this other project that he's part of, and he's been on board for a little over a year. And let's announce him. Let's get him on board.
There you go.
So is Lou on the line? Lou Paradise, how are you?
Oh, my gosh. My day has improved dramatically here, and your two beautiful voices, my goodness gracious, and all the things you all do.
No, thank you.
And have done for all these. Oh, my gosh. It's fabulous to be aboard. Thank you very much. A real privilege, honor. Pleasure. So appreciate being here with you today.
Wow. Thank you, Lou. Well, it's really good to have you. And, you know, we want you to start out with the product that we're talking about today. And I want you to do a highlight of, you know, your background. We already did a little bit, but if you have any more to add to it, you can.
Sure. You know, for me, as a Marine Corps combat veteran, I developed our own other product lines as a result of war injuries. And I'm very especially proud of the fact that we could be so have a real solution from a homeopathic natural medicines perspective for over 25 years. You know, I've been at this for longer than that, 30 years on the natural medicine side and developing medicines, 40 years being a champion of women's health issues. And, of course, I don't have to tell either one of you, it's a total disgrace and how underserved women's issues are anyway. But the joy that we have of being able to see our people better, getting their hope restored, more so than pain and suffering, getting their hope restored, they can get better. And that's in every walk of life gives me the great joy. And that's why I'm really delighted to be spending time with both of you.
And we're honored to have you here, and we love to hear experts' advice to help talent and people, and not just entertainment, everyday walks of life. And Lou, tell us a little bit about what is HGH, a little history of that.
Sure. You know, the pituitary is kind of called the master hormone, HGH, growth hormone. It's also called a healing hormone. It actually is the cascading effect. It starts almost all other hormonal compounds maintaining the balance they need, the vitality and reset they need in order to have the body, metabolic function of the body, completely healthy. So we stay healthy. We are better at who we are, what we are, because of HGH. And, of course, the time when HGH, you know, growth hormone is most significant is when we are, while we're being the gestation in moms, and God bless women, when we look at pregnant women and nursing women, they have a ton of growth hormone because this little beautiful miracle that's going to be born needs to be able to develop from being an infant to puberty and adolescence and all those things into an adult. And by the time we're age, oh goodness, around 22, 25, our pituitary starts to stop making growth hormone. And that's where the aging process actually begins. Now, one of the things about growth hormone that probably was really important is that they decided and found out, 60 or 70 years ago, that injections of GH would be an incredible thing to overcome growth hormone deficiency, especially with children who had stunted growth. And one of the other things to me that was fascinating about it is that it also was able to prevent some of the muscle wasting associated with even things like HIV and other diseases. And, of course, we have a lot of people around the world, our entertainment friends, of course, and folks who were able to afford the idea of saying, well, wait a minute, maybe if we do injections of HGH, that can help to maybe cut down a little bit of the processes of the aging that we don't like for all kinds of reasons. You know, we want to look younger. We want to get rid of that unwanted unwanted inches and that fat. We want to turn our fat storing machine into a fat burning machine. You know, we want to have that lean muscle mass because, after all, that's how we stay healthy. Our bone density stays up. And it wouldn't be a bad idea if we wanted to, or hopefully wanted to, erase years off of our life and off of our face, of course. And I think what happens, the upside of what that meant was, hey, people were onto something. We know a lot of folks who did the injections. But the problem, unfortunately, is that the injections have considerable amounts of downside. And so I think that, so from a good point of view, it's like, whoa, HGH is cool. It doesn't actually go away. It just kind of gets dormant. You can actually wake up your pituitary to produce what you need, but if you do it with injections, there's a lot of risk and there's downside to it totally. So that's kind of a little thumbnail sketch of HGH, why it's here, what it is, how cool, how amazing it is as the master hormone, and what it does for the rest of the body.
Okay, so Lou, explain, so HGH in this topical, okay, tell us where the plus is of this. So if the needles, there can be a downside, there can be an upside and a downside. With the topical, where are we with this?
Well, you know, here's the thing I think that's probably most important in terms of just highlighting a few of the things that are downside. Number one, the cost. In order for you to be able to have HGH injections, you can be running somewhere between $1,500 and $3,500 or more a month, depending on what you need to get the results you're looking for. And for most people, that is obviously not very sustainable.
So that was for more of the wealthy that would be using that, and the people, the everyday people, could never afford that. So it was always, like you see on TV, all these different actors and actresses and singers. I mean, they're looking 15, 20 years younger than they are. And you know what they're doing. You know what they're doing.
Exactly. And so when people have heard about that, they said, okay, let's get some, and we can't afford that, so let's see what their alternative sources of the injections found out. That these foreign-made stuff that's not made here, or sometimes even made here, can have contaminants, not even contain HGH, and it's a whole litany of other things. Plus, the one thing that happens is HGH injections can produce side effects. HGH alone, just as a reference, is not the, it's only one piece of the puzzle in how we maintain a healthy, vibrant life. Because if you're not also stimulating the thyroid, as well as the adrenals that are all part of the endocrine system. This is really cascading together, have to work together. So HGH alone can produce side effects, and sometimes, unfortunately, people have gotten really good results when they could have sustained the injections, but they almost all the benefits get reversed once they stop, and sometimes you can overstimulate the pituitary to such a degree that it shuts it down and does not, you know, you're not able to stimulate it again, which is not a cool position to be in. So the idea of what can be done in terms of how research can start to give you the better opportunity in something like more something more natural, something that isn't problematic, started quite a few years ago. Actually, 15 years ago, the formulator of what we call this phenomenal product, which is called the gel
supergel.us.
Yeah, in fact, exactly. I wanted to make sure we had that got in there.
Yes, supergel.us. I mean, as you're talking, they can actually go online and look supergel.us, and it'll give some of the information that they need. I mean, you can facilitate a lot of the information, but 15 years ago, the formulator had this in California, am I correct?
Exactly, exactly. You aimed it at young people who were trying to, they were thinking about, okay, let's do HGH injections, which they couldn't do because it was expensive. But, you know, people were messing around with steroids. Olympians weren't into that, of course, and a lot of the extreme sports folks weren't into it either. He came up, he wanted to make sure he kept the health and vitality of these wonderful, young, vibrant people alive and well and doing something different. So 15 years later, we have the only safe FDA-registered natural transdermal, I love these because this is topical,
yes,
homeopathic HGH product available not only without a prescription, but at such a fraction of the cost of injections that most people are blown completely away by the performance factors on how it works. And also, just to cover it, and it contains not only just HGH homeopathically, but it also has two other very important natural homeopathic medicines, one to support the thyroid, one to support the adrenals, and all of them working together, along with 20 amazing botanicals that have antioxidant and all kinds of health benefits to support delivery, the enormity of what we need in antioxidants today to keep oxidation at bay, in one package. So homeopathic, a lot of people get confused, you know, what is the deal with homeopathy and how could this be a benefit to me?
Or benefit to everybody, because a lot of people don't understand if they're not involved into holistical feeling, like they don't want to use prescriptions.
They want to
use everything that is from our earth, from our, you know, that is going to not affect us. Unless you're allergic to the product, but, you know, generally you can find out within a day, right,
so,
Dawn?
Yeah, what does it exactly do for you? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, homeopathic medicine, just as a reference as to what it does, it literally is an intelligent, elegant way of targeting specific areas of the body, whether it be an organ or, in this case, glandular surfaces through the microcirculation that actually stimulates the body to release its own natural HGH. So injections can be too much, too little. They could have all kinds of side effects. This cannot. What it does is the body's pituitary, along with the thyroid and the adrenals working together, can be naturally stimulated. So your body gets exactly the amount of HGH it actually needs to go through the factor of not only rebalancing and resetting these fabulous hormonal compounds.
Resetting, that's the word.
That's interesting.
That's
yeah.
the word. Resetting like back, microbiotic. Wait,
right.
your body, it's recycling it. It's going back.
Exactly, you know, because if we could, it's like that reset, it's like the factory, you know, who made the body, you know, God Almighty made us. For people who don't want to, you know, get that, that's cool with me too. But, you know, so the perfect way of looking at it is, we reset the natural factory settings of where we used to be healthy and feel vibrant and feel energized, because the body can do that. It's the body that does it, not products. And when we do that, here's the cool part. The pituitary is only a size of a pea. It's so crazy that this little tiny thing could have this effect on the entire metabolic function of the body, all the hormonal compounds, to get them, every single one, in balance. So your metabolic function starts to come back to normal.
So
when we talk about benefits, you know, this is...
I don't want to interrupt you. She wants to ask you another question, but I want you to say all the different things that has... What has transpired by you? I just want to say one thing, though. I slept for the past 3 nights amazing.
I have not slept...
I can honestly say I've not slept like that in years.
So you're on it already.
I'm on it for 3 days.
Okay.
Imagine.
OMG.
So what happens? People are wondering, so what happens? Is it an injection?
No. So it's a topical. It's something you put on your wrist the thinnest part. Actually, when I did the one pump, Lou, I had enough that I put on the inner creases of my arms, the rest of it. So I didn't want to waste it because there was plenty with that one pump.
So you only use a little bit.
One pump.
Okay.
One pump.
But,
it's a 30-day supply.
A blueberry size, and that's it, twice a day. That's all you need. You don't have to think about injections. There's nothing you have to take internally.
Interesting.
And And this part of it, and now you had another question, did you say, before we kind of get
you know,
into
women have estrogen problems. So, of course, you know, my doctor gave me a little pump thing that said, you know, if you're feeling run down or you, you know, and you, she did the test on me and everything in the blood work, and she said, you're a little low on estrogen. So now I have to buy this little pump thing that, you know, it's like a little cream at night before you, after a shower, and you put it on your wrist, and it helps you with energy and what your body needs. What does that also do with people that need estrogen? I'm just giving you an example of myself.
Oh, that's a fabulous question, because, you know, the process of the aging process starts to work its way into reducing estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. It's kind of an out-of-balance thing, more so than it's how much you have or not. And the body's natural reaction to it is to be depleted a bit in those things until you add something back to whether it be the estrogen directly, like you're suggesting. But what happens with this product, the whole entire body wants to come back into function. So your needless to say, reproduction and other areas of the body that want to have this balance and reset need to be done by stimulating the entire surfaces of all the things responsible for it, as opposed to just putting one thing on or in the body. And that, so when people have this, and women especially, we have gotten such, now my wife has gotten such crazy good responses in terms of not only hormonal balance, because this would be, you know, her energy levels, her stamina, same for me. Sleep, it's like Renee said, a lot of the things that are imbalances also cause edginess and a little bit of anxiety and sometimes a little depression, a little mood swings, all those kinds of things.
So
when you...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, Lou, but if I don't, I mean, you have so much amazing news. We only have 30 minutes, so I want to ask a few questions. We have, like, a chiropractor, all right?
Yeah.
They have to know that this is amazing for them to use. So it's doctors. It's doctors, it's physical therapists, beauty, health, and you know, anything that has to do with spas.
Longevity docs.
Yes. So this
sports
is
sports medicine docs. Yeah.
Yeah. So any business owner that is in any kind of beauty world or health world should be using this. Holistical therapists, doctors who want to say, okay, we've tried this, we've tried that, let's try this. So can you give us an itemized, different things that it has done for people? I mean, I know your wife. Wow, amazing.
So
in four
I saw
months.
Some pictures. Let me show. So, you know, there's some things in the store you can buy for, like if you're out in the sun and you're
no, nothing like that.
No, I'm saying that your chest has those little wrinklies that come around, and you want to get rid of that, and you can try different products. But I saw the results from his wife.
Oh my God, within. So, see, it's because she's been using it. It's been sucked up to the adrenal glands, and it's and her face too. I mean,
so
it's actually a natural.
It just completely
the skin.
Right.
So Lou, go ahead. I'm going to let you discuss that.
Yeah, and the one thing that's probably most important around that situation, and I love this dialogue between us as well, is that she sees, in her situation, it's like you have a lot of things that can reduce the appearance of wrinkles, right? It can puff the skin up and kind of artificially inflame it so it doesn't look like it's wrinkled anymore or whatever. But what's happening when your hormonal processes are balanced, your collagen starts to get back to normal. That is what's happening to Aurora and all the women we know. It's the internal part of the body's functional thing that restores the collagen under the skin. That's the difference here, along with the fact that, you know, when you have stamina and increased energy, and a lot of people out there that are fighting for every inch they can for their job, for especially entertainers, Lord have mercy, and people in any industry for that matter, that want to feel good, they want to feel better, they want to feel energized, they want to get into restful sleep. The most important thing, Renee, that you said was that so more people suffer from sleep deprivation than almost anything, and it's because hormonal imbalances cause that to be the case. You can't get in that restful sleep. You don't get into that peaceful place, that relaxed place. You can't get into REM sleep. That's the sleep that we want.
So,
where we're dreaming, right, and doing stuff.
All right, Lou, so what has it done for you? Let me ask you. What has it done for you?
You know, for me, the cool part I noticed was my energy levels have always been up, as you probably can tell.
Oh, well, and you're an upbeat person, of course, and I think probably the energy. So what else has it done? It's already, we're coming close. I want to say that Mark Dozier lost 23 pounds in 6 weeks. He's like, I didn't do anything. I didn't change anything. His skin looks, he looks younger. He actually looks, let's say this, right now he looks about 10 years younger. And he said, you know, Renee, he says, I have so much energy. I'm sleeping better. And I said, that's what I need. And he says, for some reason, he says, and I said to him, you need to buy other shorts because they're way too big. And he goes, I know. I have to get rid of my whole wardrobe because 23 pounds did a difference in my waistline. And that's what it works on also, correct?
Exactly. So all of those benefits are what I received. The thing that I really noticed a lot, the sleep patterns were definitely improved. My mind's always working, and it's good. I don't have any freaky kind of things going on at night worrying about stuff, even though we all have that. But mental acuity, that general sense of well-being was like, oh, my goodness gracious. So my energy levels, my endurance levels, I'm getting out and doing, you know, doing stuff, getting back and re-engaging in my exercise programs. You know, I was in the Marine Corps, so needless to say, we do not give that up no matter how old we get. But couldn't do a lot of the stuff I used to be able to do with now using this product for almost 9 months. I'm back to a lot of exercise regimens that I used to do when I was 30. So it isn't magic. It isn't some miracle out of a bottle. The body's that kind of miracle, and when we stimulate it to be the miracle it was intended to be, it gives us all those benefits. The sleep to me was really important because when you don't get enough sleep, you cannot be on your game. Your mental acuity isn't exactly where it's supposed to be. We want to be vibrant. We want to look good. We want to look young. We want to be energized.
So, Lou.
You know.
Lou.
Yep.
Energy.
Yep.
Younger, youthful. Right? Youthful looking. Does something to the skin. How about for the health? Sleep. It's bringing you back to when you're young. So, it. What else does it do? Supergel.us, by the way, supergel.us, and you can it'll give you a lot of information. But I need to know more information. What else is it doing?
Sure. Now, here's one of the most important things. How many women do we know that women usually have more osteoporosis processes, failures, towards the time of aging than not? Well, if your lean muscle mass increases, which is exactly what happens here, you don't get big muscles, just so you know. Lean muscle mass, important cardiovascular health. When your lean muscle mass comes back to where it belongs, your bone density increases. Then, and again, these are the kind of benefits that everybody wants. Nobody wants to wind up in disrepair. You want to age gracefully? I mean, a lot of people don't want to age at all. I remember Errol Flynn said something about, I'd rather do a fabulous 40 than a bad 80 or something like that. Well, this is one of the tools. The cool thing about this product, it is not, you know, it's like we can buy vitamins and shakes and protein powder and every other conceivable thing from practically everywhere. You cannot get this product from anyone else except the company.
Except and, the know, company, like through like supergel.us is really important.
US.
And they can order it. They can become a distributor. First, they can become a distributor, and then they can turn their business onto it, and it's a benefit for them that way. There's so many different ways for this to benefit you. But, Dawn, you have some questions wanted to ask
So
them?
I'm saying cut the energy drinks and do this. And, and I noticed something. I have a son, one of my sons. He went to a sleep apnea. And this is a question that I have. And they did a study on him. And they said he stopped breathing so many times. They said it was like the worst case they ever saw. And now he's on the sleep apnea machine. How could this help somebody on sleep apnea where they're having a problem with that? Can you kind of explain how that could help?
That's a fabulous question. And number one, you said something about energy drinks. People are just stop using them because at the end of the day, it's jacking your adrenals up. It jacks your, as you know. And with sleep apnea, you know, One of the imbalances that go on in a cardiovascular sense of center, also from a sleep point of view, is that a lot of things cascade when your body isn't healthy before you go to sleep. And that's not meaning that you're got disease states. It means your energy levels, your energy recovery is lower than your normal automatic and autonomic responses to keep you breathing while you're asleep, you know, and keep that whole vibrant thing fixed is based on the fact, the difference between hormonal imbalance and hormones that are imbalanced. So that their hormonal balance will have a positive effect, and we have a lot of people that we know who had sleep apnea And they are absolutely seeing an incredible benefit. They're going back and forth with their doctor. We always tell people to do that. Go and check with your doc on what you're doing. Incredible results with people improving the characteristics of their sleep and of their cardiovascular function, which is one of the things as to where sleep apnea can be a problematic.
Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Like, amazing.
How about autoimmune? So we got autoimmune. So I want to, 30 minutes goes by really quick, Lou.
Yeah.
Autoimmune.
And people have
fibromyalgia.
Questions. I know. Yeah.
I know. I mean, we should have had an hour on this.
I know.
It links back in, just so, and that's a phenomenal question, because every single autoimmune, I do a lot of research, as you know, for years and years, especially in women's health issues.
Well, we definitely got to have you on again. I mean,
yeah.
We need him in the studio.
Well, he's in New York, so.
I'm coming. I'd rather spend time with you beautiful people out there in person. Hey, hey.
Yeah.
But every autoimmune problem that exists on the planet can be traced back to hormonal imbalance. Just like that.
Yeah. Wow. Hormonal imbalance. Okay. And fibromyalgia. I mean, all this is attacking and really keeping people healthy is what's going on here. It's almost like a miracle cream is what it is.
Well, you know, and the cool thing, the real miracle is the body's ability to get back to a reset where you actually have your functional processes and, you know, keeping the body to function as the miracle it was always intended to be.
Way of life. Lou, way of life. Yeah,
exactly.
This has to be a part of your life. It has to be an everyday life. I mean, I said, okay, I'm going to omit other things that I'm doing, and I'm on this product, and it's just going to be a way of life. Because you know what? I've been through a lot, and I want to stay young, and I want to live long, and living long is important. Right,
yeah,
Dawn?
Well, actually, I'm a figure skater, so I love to go to the ice rink.
God bless you.
And I'll tell you, I have actually seen so many people that are healthy living and younger skin as well, because I think it's they freeze themselves.
this is a better way not to have to freeze yourself. Do you want to live as long? I mean, you have longevity in your family. You said this before, but wouldn't you like to live to about 120 if you could? I mean, Moses lived to 700.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. Well, you don't want to be walking through the desert for 40 years.
No, really.
It has been such a pleasure to have you on, and I know people are asking questions. They're emailing us, and maybe we can have you come back or fly back in here.
Well, Supergel, right? Supergel.us.
Right?
They can go on. They can ask any information. They can have information. They can contact through there, and they can. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of information with that.
Is there a link that we can put up afterwards?
Well, supergel.us.
Okay.
That's it. It's so easy.
There you go.
Super SUPER. GEL.US.
And get out there and do something every day. I mean, if you say, my mother used to say, put your tennis shoes on in the morning, you're going to feel like walking.
This is a way of
energy.
Life.
Exactly.
So this
great
is going to
is gonna
give you energy. And, you know, Lou, we have to probably have you back on again. I mean, listen, there's a lot of people that are asking questions. I could see a lot of people wondering what's going on here on our site. And this is, you know, this is good if you can come on again, because there's not enough time to ask all the questions we need to ask.
And more testimonies of people would be great, because that's another thing.
Well, next time, yeah.
Exactly.
And maybe within the 3 weeks or a month, Lou, you know.
You know, and I want to just leave this with you, and that we have over 300,000 testimonials.
Wow.
300,000.
You know.
So, Dr. Well, let's say this. Dr. Gershwin is a big one, and that's what I wanted to bring up, but maybe next time. He was with the Olympics, and also with all the sports people.
See, that's what people
want to
know.
And he's on this product.
Okay, there we
See,
go.
See, we needed an hour.
we get him on as well.
Well, you know, I guess if we can, well, through Lou will know, right,
yes,
Lou?
Yeah, sure, we know the fellas, and, you know, and in this case, the longevity doc, he said, I've been using injectables for myself and for my patients for over 14 years. I've never, ever had something natural, something safe, something that is going to give people benefits the way they do in the time frame it does. Anywhere
Dr. Gershwin.
Like this.
Wow.
Dr. Gershwin.
Our
yep.
time is
Dr.
up.
Gershwin.
My engineer, Tom, is saying 1 minute. We
Bring
want to give
clock.
God all the glory and honor, and we just thank him for this show, and we thank him for
thank
Lola
him.
And our
yes.
station.
Praise God.
And the opportunity.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. He's Christian, too.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for tuning in
thank
to our
you.
Special on Hollywood Connections, Beauty, Health, and Wellness.
Yes. And we'll definitely have to have you back on again in supergel.us.
There you go. What great information.
This
stay healthy.
This is how
stay,
we do it.
This is how we do it.
So we do it.
I guess there we go. This is how we do it, Tommy. And Tommy likes
Thank
to
you. Thank you, Lou.
Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great week. Tune in tomorrow, Hollywood Connections. We have an agent, Talent Be Discovered.
Dawn Reese, Renee Leone, Hollywood Connections, Beauty, Health, and Wellness Show.
We'll see you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.